Anaya.
Hey.
Welcome back to Spiritual Slaying.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. So whoever has not seen, you need to go see her first episode, which we had on season two. Now that we're in season three, but we had like a little comfy couch conversation.
Super fun.
It was super fun. Okay, good. But it's called Prioritizing Pleasure Over Purpose. It was a really good conversation on like all things.
Yeah.
I feel like it was about, what was it about? No, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, it was about like family stuff. It was like golden child things. Mm-hmm. It was about like prioritizing pleasure over purpose and like getting lost in that, drifting away from the Lord. So a lot of good nuggets in there. So if you haven't seen, go see. But anyway, so now we got you in the stew. How does it feel?
Feels profesh.
Profesh.
It's the real deal.
That's it.
Playing games is crazy.
We're not. We're really not. But how have you been? Update us on what's new. Tell the world.
I've been good. Life is lifing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm more settled in just in this season. I feel like more settled.
Mm-hmm. In like just all things?
Mm-hmm. Just overall, like settled with where I am, settled where I am physically. Just feel settled.
Nice. Okay. Well, Anaya lives in Atlanta and I live in Los Angeles. So thank you for flying out here for us. No, I was kidding. She's out here visiting family.
Welcome.
But anyways, so today's topic is going to be a good one. It's going to be fun. Nice luck. So when I told her, when I told you, what did you text back?
I said, bruh, I'm done.
Okay, so backstory to this topic. Before I even started having guests on Spiritual Slaying, I told Anaya that I wanted to have her on for a specific topic. And our last episode we did together, we didn't talk about it because I don't think it was time yet. But then this episode, when I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about with you, I was like, oh, I think it's time to talk about that topic. And I guess I'll say it. So we're talking, obviously, you can probably see by the title name, but we're talking about singleness. And it's going to be a really good conversation. And I wanted to have Anaya on because I think throughout most of our friend journey, like 90% of it, just not as of recently, but like 90% of it was while we were both single. And we've been friends since like 2018, like the beginning of 2018. So 5 years or something like that, or just hit 5 years and then things changed. But yeah, so we were single at the same time, doing different things and experiencing like dating life and trying to figure out if someone is the one, or like we talked about in our last episode, feeling like we were settling in some areas because we were like tired of waiting.
Yeah.
Or being single kind of got just lonely, or you know, when you see other people around you doing like getting into relationships you wanted it to or whatever. So not you specifically, but anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I wanted to have her on this episode. So we're going to talk about being single and like just the reality of being single and how it feels as like a Christian woman, and whatnot. So the first thing I'll say about singleness, or do you have anything to say about that? Are you excited to talk about it?
Go ahead.
But the first thing I'll say about it is I feel like being single has like such a bad connotation to it. And I don't think a lot of times sometimes it can come from other people, but I think a lot of times, at least for me, it came from like my internal self. So anytime like someone would ask me like, oh, do you have a boyfriend? I'd feel like this sort of like embarrassment or shame to be like, no. And I was like, when I was thinking about this episode, I was like, why does it have such a bad connotation? Or like, why do we feel like we're missing out on something if we're single, or we're lacking something if we're single, or like, I don't know, like we're just not complete in a sense, you know? And so I kind of wanted to get into the nitty gritty of that and just all the things that surround being alone and not having your person yet.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, especially in the Christian community, like we idolize marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And so like while you're single, it feels like you're almost like you haven't arrived to like where you need to be as a Christian, because like we see like all the pastors are generally married, and like everyone who's who we look up to, they're like married. And especially if you have that desire, it feels like like you said, like your life is incomplete. Mm-hmm. And so I think it kind of gets frustrating when you're not there yet. Mm-hmm. And then we just like kind of work to get there instead of just like letting it unfold, because mm-hmm. there's so much like pressure to be in a relationship or be married. We're kind of just like, okay, I gotta get there.
Mm-hmm. I like what you said about like idolizing marriage, because I mean, that's 100% true. And I feel like I was sometimes in that space where I kind of like was like, I'm not arrived yet, or I'm not fully who I can be unless I get married or I find the person, you know? But to that point, I think a lot of times we can kind of be like unhappy in our singleness because we're idolizing marriage. And so our singleness and the fact that we're waiting on God becomes your main focus in your life, you know? And it's like the thing you notice in everything, you know? It's like, oh, I wish I had someone to talk to right now, or like, I wish I had someone to go to church with or do these things with. And so I think that makes it hard to kind of like cope with being single too. It's like when you're consistently focusing on it instead of just being like embracing the season for what it is, because every season in life is a season, so it's gonna pass, you know? But I think when you're like struggling in it, or like you're just really wanting that thing, it's hard to see it that way. So what has like your singleness journey been like?
Wow, it's been single.
It's been solo dolo.
It's been just me and God. Hallelujah. But it's been interesting. I think I've gone through a lot of phases, like coming out of like my last relationship. I was just like solely focused on God. You know, when you get heartbroken, you're like, God, you're my everything. It's just me and you. And then you kind of go through that stage and you're like, you're just focused on God. You're focused on growing. You're focused on like finding community. And it's just discovering like your purpose. And then once you kind of like get into a routine, you find your friends and you kind of get settled like in your church and stuff. You start serving, and then you kind of look up and you're like, well, this would be nice to be mm-hmm. with someone. And so I think at that point, I've kind of gotten to that place of like not striving, because I wasn't like out here trying to like get a guy, but just feeling like that desire was kind of overtaking my enjoyment of the mm-hmm. seasons. And then I kind of would have to like talk to myself and just be like, learn how to be content in this season, enjoy your friends, enjoy this time, because you're not going to get it back. And so then I would like go into contentment, and then, you know, maybe like a couple months down the road and be like, okay, God, I'm ready now. You know, I did my work. I did this. I did that. I feel like I'm ready. And then God would be like, no. And then I go back into like contentment. And then like more recently, a lot of my friends are now in relationships or even married. And so that has been kind mm-hmm. of a journey in itself, because mm-hmm. you kind of look up and you're like, oh wow, like things are moving along for them. And you're happy for them, but you're kind of like, okay, God, like, what about me? Mm-hmm. What am I doing? Mm-hmm. And so you kind of like, I kind of just had to like sit back and like really refocus and like realign my desires with God's, because in time, like that will happen. But when you focus on it, you kind of take away from what you're supposed to be focusing on in the season that you're in. Mm-hmm. And so I've kind of had to go through a season of just praying that God would realign my desires and like find contentment and not strive for anything that's out of season.
Mm-hmm. That's good. My singleness journey was similar in the sense that like, yeah, you're right. Like when you break up for something first, it's like, okay, I don't care about men. Like mm-hmm. I could be alone with just me and God for a while. And then when you feel like you get to a place of peace, then you're like, okay, well now I'm ready for someone, you know? But I love what you said, that like, it was like you went through ebbs and flows with it, where it was like, there were moments where you were like, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm content with just what the Lord wants me to do in this season. And then 2 months later, you're like, okay, but now I want someone. And so I feel like that's such a true testament to like what it feels like to be single sometimes, for sure. Because I was like that too, where I feel like I idolized, I mean, I said that, but definitely idolized marriage for a while, but also just relationship for a while. I think like just being in a relationship, because I had the desire, because it stemmed from like daddy issues and then having that desire to like that acceptance from like a man and then and whatnot. I was like idolizing it. And then I went through seasons where I was like, okay, God, whatever you want me to focus on, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do that in that season. And then it would be, but it would only last for a short period of time. And I'd be like, oh, I haven't been thinking about any guys or haven't been thinking about like wanting anyone. And then all of a sudden I'm thinking about it again. And I think it's harder too when you see other people getting together and then you're like, okay, well, why, where is my person, you know? But to that point, I think, what are some of the things that like kind of helps you wait?
Ooh, that's good.
I'm still figuring out.
right, literally. Some things work in some seasons. Others don't. I think being around community really helps. Mm-hmm. I think, especially like, I think when you're like really feeling like lonely or you're feeling like you want to be in a relationship, sometimes just being around males in general, like kind of like snaps you out of that. Not that it is like anything bad, but like sometimes you just.
Man, I want to be around.
Not that it like they don't do anything crazy, but it's like sometimes you just need like male energy around you, mm-hmm. and it kind of like balances you out. So I think like having male mm-hmm. friends and like talking to them, hanging out with them, and just like hanging out with people in general helps a lot. Like being alone and then being lonely is not a good combination. So I think that, I think also like serving and just sharing your faith and kind of focusing more on like purpose, mm-hmm. Of course is like the best thing to do because you get so much fulfillment out of it, mm-hmm. and then you start to feel like, oh, God is just like amazing. I don't need anything else when you're really like walking in purpose. And what else?
Well, I love what you said about walking in purpose and like focusing on that. And that's kind of like focusing on what God wants you to do in this season, essentially, because whatever he has you do in that season is purposeful. But because I think sometimes when I felt like I wasn't walking in purpose is when I would crave it the most. Because mm-hmm. like you're like looking for something to make you almost like feel something, yeah. or like help you feel some sort of complete or whatever.
Yeah.
But like you said, when you're walking in purpose or doing what you know God is calling you to do, you have so much fulfillment that it becomes less of a focus
yeah.
to be with someone else, you know? And I think those are like the times too when God brings the person the most. It's like when you don't have, like when you're kind of distracted from that, from focusing on like being with someone. Because I think also like when you want something so badly, God won't give it to you in that moment because it could come before him.
Yeah.
I was single for how many years was I single for? I'm trying to count back.
A lot. 1, 2, 3, 4.
6 years. Dang. I was single for 6 years before recently. But like, and so throughout that process, wow. That's wild. Like, I was single for 6 years. And so.
Single what, and celibate.
And for,
praise the Lord.
Yeah. I'm done. Praise God. That's a testimony. Okay, so I was single for 6 years. And throughout that time, obviously, I had moments where I, like, was like, God, what's going on? Like, after you already saved me for, I've been saved for a year, so I've been focusing on you. All right, now I'm ready. Mm-hmm. And it was like, no. And then I'm like, okay, then another year, and then another year, and then another year. And what I realized in most of that time, I was too focused on it.
Yeah.
You know, like I was craving it too badly. I was idolizing it too badly so that, and I know looking back now that if God would have brought me someone in that time, then I would have placed them before God.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that was like his intention too, because I had been someone that anytime I got into relationships previously, their life became my life. You know, and I made their whole world my world. And so we'd be on two separate paths. And then like when I meet them, I would go to their path. Yeah. Instead of staying focused on me and doing purpose and whatnot. And so God really had to get me in a place where I was like, okay, God, whatever you want, one, and I'm content fully with you. And I swear, not I need to swear for that, but I swear like that only happened like 6 months ago and where I was really content like that. There were moments where I was like, okay, but then like fully, I was like, that's during that time. Like 6 months ago. And then that's when God did something new. But I remember one time talking to Vanessa at the beach, and we were talking about how we were both single. Vanessa's now married, but we were talking about how like God would be, like we have to get to a point where if God never does it, I'd still be content. And we were both like, I don't know if I could ever get to that point where I feel like if God never brings me someone, I'd still be content. If that's like a desire, you know, and when you focus on it too much, it's hard to imagine like not being with someone forever. But I think the whole point of that statement kind of is like when you seek God only and you're focused on purpose and all that thing, like it becomes less of a priority. So you don't even notice it when you're not with someone, essentially, is what I'm trying to say. And so anyways, with that statement with you, how do you feel when you hear that? Like, are you at a point now or are you not, which is okay if you're not, because it's hard to even, if you're, that's a desire, it's hard to be like, I'm okay with that. Like where if God never did it, you'd be okay.
Yeah, there's been so many moments in my secret place that I'm like, God, I want to get there. Like I really just want to be content with the Lord alone. And I think at this point, I can say that I am there. Just because like there's no fulfillment like fulfillment in God. And like I feel like when you get in a relationship, like that's kind of just like the cherry on top. But like life with God is like the best thing there is. Like there's nothing greater. So yeah, I think I used to be like, I don't know. But I think through maybe a little trial and error, I realized that, like, you know, God is the best that there is. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also think it's comforting to know, even with that statement, that, like, God is never going to have you live a life where you feel like you're missing out on something or you're lacking something. And so even if he didn't do it, like he'd teach you how to live without it.
Yeah.
In a sense, you know, yeah. He'd fix your heart on that. So it wouldn't feel like you're constantly yearning for something. Like that's just not how he rolls. So I think that's also comforting. But one of the things that I experienced kind of in singleness was a lot of times like looking inward. Right. So I felt like if I wasn't with someone, what was wrong with me? If all these people around me were getting with people, and I started to think like, was I pretty enough? Was I funny enough? Was I just enough in general? And I think a lot of times when you're waiting on someone or you're like single, you start to look inward and you think something is wrong with you. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah. So the enemy will a lot of times try to discourage you and like, just your mind starts to wonder like what's like why, like what is it? Because we're always trying to figure like what the thing is. And then another thing is I feel like sometimes as Christians, we feel like God owes us a spouse. Like we're following you, God. Like we've laid down our life, we're obedient, we're walking in purpose. Like we think that we can like earn it in a way, like with our works. And so we're like, what should I be doing so that I can get the spouse, you know, like maybe if I serve more at church or maybe if I do this. And so I think that's another thing that kind of like, you don't necessarily realize you're doing it, but I think at least I have, in my journey, like been like, girl, you know what I mean? Like you follow God for God, not to like get a spouse. So yeah.
No, that's actually a really good point because I think in the moments where I was like content or whatever, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to focus on God and stuff. I would do it sometimes out of like, well, if I perfected myself, because people always say like, like work on yourself in that time, which it is important to work on yourself, but like work on yourself, or like, are you the partner that is, that you want? Like, you know, when you say like you want this type of person, and it's like, well, are you that partner?
Right.
And so then you're like constantly like, okay, maybe if I do this, and maybe if I perfect this, and maybe if I do that. And I've gotten in a space where that, like that too, where I would kind of just try to earn it with my works, you know? And then when I got to a point where I was like, all right, so I'm doing better with my mind, Lord, or I'm doing better with my tone and attitude. Like, where's the person at? And it was like, it's not even, that's not how it works, you know? And even in like, even before I left the single club, like it wasn't about being perfect too. It was almost like, it was like, I was just like, I don't know how to explain it, but it was just more so like, I was just living life for God. And it wasn't like I was perfectly serving, or I was perfectly working or stewarding over whatever I was doing, but I was just about self growth period. And then that is like, and God, and then that's how it all came together. And I think also it was in a time where I was so hyper focused on spiritual slang that it was just like all purpose for me, you know, and like spending time with the Lord, because I knew I couldn't do that this without him or whatever. And in that time, that's like how it happens.
That's so good.
I think another really like key thing that I learned in my singleness was like, enjoy your life as it is. So I was always the type of person that like I would always be like, oh, I want to do this when I get a partner, or I want to go travel with it here, or I want to go to Disneyland, or I want to do this when I have a partner. So I wouldn't do those things because I'm like, I'm just going to wait so I can do it cute, like make it cute with my partner and hold hands and being booed up and everything. So I was missing out on like important, not important, but just like fun life experiences, you know? And so you get to this point where you're kind of like waiting to live your life until you have a partner, which is kind of like what we were talking about earlier, where so for Christians, sometimes we can feel like our life isn't complete with someone. And so we're waiting to like go buy a house, or we're waiting to go do these cute things or go travel or whatever until we get that person to do it with. And I had realized that I was doing that, and I already knew my mind worked like that. And I always just thought it was like, okay, because I thought my partner would come like tomorrow, and that was like year two. So and then when it was like still four more years or whatever, God really showed me how it was like, start doing these things by yourself. Like, you don't need someone to do it with. And so then I started to go to the beach by myself and read there, and like just enjoy doing things like that, and travel with friends or family or whatever, and go to Disneyland and do all the things, and not feeling like I was needing someone to do that with, even though it would be nice, but it doesn't mean that you can't live your life. It's like one of the key things I learned. Yeah. So what is like something, a couple of the things you learned about yourself in this season of singleness?
I just want to touch on that really quickly. Okay. I think once you're like liberated to do things by yourself, it's like, I don't know, something breaks. it's like you become more comfortable in like who you are and who God made you to be. And even in the season, like you start, like I'm like a people person. So I like to like do things with people. But once I started doing things alone, I was like, oh, this is actually kind of cool. Like, you know, it's just me and my thoughts, me and God. Like, you know, you get like so much, you learn so much about yourself just by like being alone, especially in public, because it's just you and your thoughts.
It is very freeing.
And
it creates a confidence in you that is, it's the way you said it, liberated, is really good, because it does feel like that, because it's an uncomfortable space to be in. But once you conquer that uncomfortable space, it feels like, wow, like I'm that chick now.
like
you feel more confident. You feel like more just like secure in yourself.
Yeah. Like you don't, you're not relying on people. You're not relying on anyone for anything, really. You're just like, I'm good with whatever. So
what are some, to repeat the question, I'm not kidding, what are some of the things you learned about yourself in this singleness journey?
I've learned with like my friends that like I'm not as expressive with my emotions, because I'm used to just like, I don't know, it's just like by myself. So I'm like, so in community, I've learned, I've just learned on things that I like, I need to work on as a person, that affect not just like relationships, but even like in work and like, you know, different areas of my life. So, yeah. What else have I learned?
I'm trying to think. No, I think that's a good learning lesson. And I think when you, that only comes, like, I think it's good to realize that in a single season. Mm-hmm. Because then when you get in a relationship, obviously everyone has to be vulnerable and talk about their feelings and stuff. And so when you realize that kind of like in your single season, you're like, oh, maybe I'm supposed to be working on that right now. Or maybe I'm supposed to be like learning more about that, you know, being a better communicator when it comes to like my emotions. So yeah, that's good. And that kind of just brings me to like my next point, which is kind of, so even though I said earlier, like people always like work on yourself and stuff like that, but it is, being single is a key space to work on yourself. You know, it's a, it like, you don't have someone else watching you all the time, you know? And even when I was still single and we were talking about it all the time, I was like, dang, I'm actually, we'd talk about it and be like, we should enjoy this time because we'll never have this time again. Mm-hmm. Where you're that having someone constantly like around you or whatever. And even though it's like nice to not be lonely or alone all the time or whatever, like I think there's beauty in each season is basically what I'm saying. And so in that time, yeah, I think it's important to work on yourself and kind of like realize your own habits. And so one of the things I would do, well, one, I kind of knew I had like a little bit of a, like a temper, not a temper. I just would react quickly. And it comes from my family. And so in moments where my family would get on my nerves, I was kidding. I'm just kidding. In a moment when I was writing out the notes for this episode, I was like, I'm not going to say it like that. And look at me saying it. But in moments where my family would kind of like make me upset or whatever, and I was still single, I would kind of just be like, God, you must be teaching me something right here. You must be teaching me patience or whatever to not like respond rudely or not like meet them with their same energy or whatever. And so one of the things I learned a lot was like kind of just being patient and not reacting emotionally all the time. I think in single seasons you can practice like fruits, like the fruits of the spirit more.
Yes.
With like your friends and family.
Yes.
Because you don't have to be in like a relationship to learn how to communicate. You don't have to be in a relationship to learn how to express your emotions or whatever. Like you can do that with friends, or you could do that with family. And so I kind of was always trying to like figure out how to do that with my community or with my family. And so, like I said, with family, I was slow to speak or trying to like not respond emotionally, even though I've always kind of responded like that with them. Like we're like, yeah, like if one's yelling, the other one's yelling. But I was like, okay, be the bigger person. Like this is teaching you something. Or like, I remember one time when I dropped my, remember when I dropped that like aloe vera juice that I got from Trader Joe's and we were on the phone and you were like, that's teaching you to be like patient for kids or whatever. And I was like,
yeah,
that's so true. Like everything could just be like a lesson or everything can like teach you something. And so I think I practiced a lot of like the fruits of the spirit, just so I could better be a better partner, but also just be able to, I don't know, like as an independent person, it's like hard to like live with someone or like live lives with someone. And so just be better at all the things.
Yeah. I think, like you said, like being in community again is so important because that's where you learn those things, like mm-hmm. with your friendships, learning how to communicate, learning to be patient, learning to share and give and you know, like how do you react, like you said, like when something like makes you uncomfortable or like even when you're getting in disagreements with people, like how do you resolve conflict in like close relationships? And there's so much that you can learn and practice in your single season while you're waiting or while you're just going through life that can make you a better person in general.
Mm-hmm. And I like what you said about like the conflict, because like I think that's such a big point that came to me like later too, because I think I practiced communication with therapy, but because you have to talk about everything. But then I like had to learn how to practice communication and conflict, because mm-hmm. it's like two different things, yeah. You know, because a lot of times like the way you communicate in conflict is different than the way you communicate just regularly, based how you grew up, based on what you're used to or whatever like that. So I like that you touched on that, because that's something, because you're not going to have conflict with yourself a lot.
Yeah.
And so it's like something that you can practice with your friends or like not, expressing how you feel in a manner that's respectful and with love.
I think another thing that I've learned in singleness is like, I feel like, well, just in this season of my life, like I found my voice, like you're talking about like conflict. Mm-hmm. I think in relationships and even just in general, like when it comes to conflict or anything that's like too much, I would kind of just do whatever I needed to do to like keep the peace. And I wouldn't really like speak my mind. I'll just be like, I'll just let it go, like get over it or whatever. But I think like in this season, I've learned like with friends and with family and stuff, like actually not being afraid to like talk things out and like express my feelings. But just like not being afraid to like not being afraid of conflict, but like walking through it however that looks and knowing that like there's still love on both sides and not just like brushing everything over.
I like that you said finding your voice, because if you don't find your voice, I don't want to say like so strictly, like if you don't, but I think it's important to have a voice before you go into a relationship, or like know your voice and know that you can speak up about certain things, because I think that's when it gets easy to just do what I was doing, which was kind of just going with whatever they said, you know, and like fall into their life and not have your own life. So that was really good. I think like, let's talk about, or like give some advice on how you could use your single season wisely. Like more like practically in a sense. So I can start with a couple. I think obviously like learning about yourself, learning the things that you enjoy so that you can bring those in a relationship, and not feel like you have to do everything that they enjoy. You know, I think it's okay to have different things that two people do differently. And like, you enjoy video games, I enjoy this. You know, it's not like you always have to go on to their life and whatever. And so some of the things I learned, or like, because I spent so much time by myself, like I said, going to the beach, I would take myself on dates, like people say, I would just do so many, I've gone to the movies by myself, all sorts of things. But I like learned that I really enjoy reading, and I would like enjoy like long road trips, cause I would go so many times. And like hiking and all the things, like there's just so many things I learned about myself that I felt like I could come into a relationship as my whole self, knowing myself, and like be able to contribute that and not feel like I was gonna get sucked into like someone else's world in a sense. I think another way you can kind of use your single season wisely too is to look at the couples that you kind of like, not, I guess, kind of admire, or you look up to or respect more so, you know, like, and kind of learn or watch them. I spent so much time like watching couples that I respected just navigate life, like navigate issues, or whether it was on a podcast or it was live in front of me, like navigate like communication things, or like if they got or work relationship together. Like I worked at my last job, I worked with a husband and wife duo, and I just watched how they worked and navigated a personal life. And I learned so much from that. And so I think another thing you can do to like kind of better yourself in your single season, not that like these things even need to be your main focus, but it's like things you can take note of and stuff, is like watching couples that you respect and how they move and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I've just heard so many like married couples like recommend that, and you don't really realize it. I think you probably won't realize the benefit of it until you're actually in a relationship. But I think like with social media and like podcasting, there's so much wisdom that you can glean from, that like spending your time like that is wise. Like it's a good use of time just to learn from other couples. Another thing you can do is serve. I think, you know, while you're single, while you have all of your time, just being able to like serve, learn people, hear people's stories, give back, like do things that you may not necessarily have the time to do when you're in a relationship, but also like prepare you to like serve your husband or serve your mate or whatever. So like serving at your church or just like at a nonprofit, a local food bank or something like that. And then I love traveling, so I feel like in this time
she really does, she's a traveler.
So I'm always going to recommend traveling. But yeah, I think traveling is like the most amazing thing. And a lot of times I feel like we're like afraid to like travel alone, because that's kind of one of those things where you're like, oh, I want to do this with a man. Like I want to do this like when I'm in a relationship. But I've gone on a couple like solo trips and those like literally changed my life. Like I've never like going to the movies alone is one thing, but like getting on a plane and going to a new place alone is like, it just does something to you. That's like, it's just, I don't even know how to explain it, but, so I think like traveling and like is a great thing to do in your single season.
No, that's really good. I don't think I've taken a solo trip by myself, but I can only imagine, or have I? No, but I can only imagine, like, it's liberating, kind of to our favorite word of the episode. It's like, it's liberating. It makes you see yourself differently and like more capable of being independent and alone. Another like a thing that I found was really important, like in single season and like when you're waiting on the Lord to bring you your man's or woman's, no, I was kidding, but it's to change your perspective on it. Really, like, obviously not to be in like a lack mentality about it, because I think, I mean, every season has beauty, as I said, but also life is so short. And I got to a point where I was like, I don't want to look back on these moments and be like, dang, I was too focused on what I didn't have instead of focusing on what I had, you know? And so like, I think it's so important that to do the work on yourself, to focus on God, to build your, I think it's so important to do the work on yourself, to focus on God, to focus on growing yourself. But at the same time, like, don't put too much focus on the fact that you aren't with someone, because like, you don't want to look back on that time and just basically be like, I missed out on like enjoying the moment or enjoying friends because I was too worried, like observing the relationships around me or whatever, you know? And so that's also what kind of like helped me, because I was like, dang, I don't want to miss out on this. Like, on these times, just because I don't have someone, like, that doesn't mean anything. Like, there's so much beauty, as I like to say.
Yeah.
But I have a question. What are what are a couple of like your favorite, do you have any favorite scriptures that help you in being single?
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
When you don't understand why you're single. Okay.
Those who wait on the Lord. I'm just kidding. My favorite scriptures. That's so funny. I feel like in my low moments, I don't know if we're going to put this in, but I just need to talk this out. I feel like in my low moments, like, I don't think I really ran to the Bible as much when it comes to singleness. I would just be talking to God and just pouring out my heart. You know what I mean? But definitely, like, sounds cliche, but Philippians 4:13.
What was it? Philippians 4:13.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But like a couple scriptures back, he's talking about like being content. He's talking about like having a lot and having a little, and like not letting that change your contentment. And I feel like in seasons where I'm not content, whether it be like a relationship or a job situation or whatever, just realizing that, like, first of all, Paul spent his whole life single, okay, but he did amazing things for the Lord because he was focused on purpose and he was focused on sharing the gospel, and he was, and like, and now we look at him like he's so, like, you know, an amazing man of God. And so I think like sometimes looking at him, and also, I mean, Jesus was single too, but focusing on just being content with God, and also just realizing like you can have a great life and not be in a relationship. So sometimes looking at the people of the Bible and not necessarily specific scriptures.
So I think like it's also important just to like trust that God has your best in mind. And if your best is you being single in the season, then it's for a reason. And I think sometimes we can get so caught up in the thought of like we're alone that we just start to like look for anyone that's around us, you know? And I've definitely done that, like being in the church and looking for who looks single, looking at the ring finger, trying to see or whatever. But it's like, just because he loves God or he's Christian doesn't mean like he's your man, you know? It's not like every Christian man is for every Christian, like for you. So yeah, I think it's just like trusting God in the process is really important. And he also knows the desires of your heart, you know? And like, he knows what you want. And I think in due season, like those desires he will fulfill. And if it wasn't a desire that aligned with his desire for you, then like I said earlier, he'll like show you how to live without it. Yeah. So yeah, I think, yeah.
Okay, I have two more scriptures.
You thought of them?
Yeah. When you were saying that, the scripture that says like every good and perfect thing comes from above, mm-hmm. came to mind. And so I think like what we want, if we look for it without God, it's not going to be like good, mm-hmm. and perfect. And so like just trusting again, like trusting that he's going to give us good and perfect things, like in his timing, when we're ready, when it's ready, it's all going to come. And then, another scripture that is in John, I don't know what it is, but it talks about like, it's like Jesus talking about, he's like, I come to give life and life more abundantly. But I think the NLT version says like life to the full. And so actually when I was like a couple years ago, God was just talking to me about like not settling and like, mm-hmm. how that kind of just doesn't work out. But he gave me like, he pointed out this scripture to me, and just kind of pointed me to him, saying that like, when I trust him and wait on his timing, like I'll experience life to the full, like not like the second best, not like, okay, not good, but like to the full. So it's like, whenever you wait on God for something, you will experience the fullest version of it.
That's good. That's good. Bible bag. No, but that is really good. And that's true. And so kind of just to like wrap up this episode, the key points are, no, I was kidding. I mean, there was so much good stuff, but I think it's like using your, like see the beauty in the single season. And also like, you don't need to identify it as like a season of singleness, you right. know? Like just let life. It be your life. Yeah. Like see your beauty in every moment of your life. Whatever it looks like, whoever is in it, because like it's gonna pass, you know, and like you don't ever want to look back and just like wish you were more present or more there. And then also I think like just focusing on God in all things, you know, like just focus, make God your main priority at every moment of your life, and like things just start to get added to your life, you know, that like you said, like that, not, no, I'm not gonna relate it to that, but like things just start to get added to your life, and like different desires, and even more exceedingly and abundantly, you know? And so, yeah. Do you have anything to say left for the folks? About being single?
Hang in there, friends.
No, really.
But like you said, like, just enjoy your life. Like, not focusing on like, oh, this is my single season, you know? Like, I'm single now, but I'm not gonna be single forever. Just like enjoy your life, just mm-hmm. live, like do the things that you enjoy, have fun, go travel, go do things with your friends, like mm-hmm. do things that are outside of your comfort zone, find your voice, find your confidence, and just, you know, keep pursuing God. Mm-hmm. He's mm-hmm. he'll keep you during the process.
Yeah.
If you keep your eyes on him, he'll keep you.
He'll show up. No matter how long it takes, like, he'll show up.
Yeah.
He's not like that. So, and he ain't like that.
And they say it's worth the wait.
It is. No, that is what they say, and it is true. It is. And, yeah, I'm not going to get too much into that. But, yeah. Anywho, so thank you for coming on again to talk about your journey of singleness. <I'm just kidding. laughs> It's always a pleasure to have you on the Spiritual Slang.
It's been a blessing to come
cast.
Back. Cast. Cast? Y'all heard that?
Sure. Y'all heard it here first. Okay, so we're going to end it like we end every episode. So think of your last thing to say. I think I'm going to say... I said them all. So I'm just going to look at you and say it. But there is beauty in every season. And so be present and just focus on what's in front of you, not what you don't have.
If you want to experience the abundance and the fullness of God, seek him in the middle of it.
Amen. And stay prayed up. Prayers work, y'all. I'm just kidding.
Love y'all. Thanks for having me.
That's great. I want to experience.